That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Adam Broderick from Adam Broderick Salon and Spa joining us this morning. Adam, if you get stopped by the police and they ask if you have any animals or anything in your car and you pull a foot-long baby alligator out of your yoga pants... That's all I need to know about you. That happened.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me just ask you, if you had one guess for a state as to where that would take place, where would you think it would be?
Sounds like Florida.
It is! Ding, 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 ding.
Everybody knows, right? Every time. There's no mistaking that. You get the points. Just late.
Right. So the cops searched this lady's car, and they found a small bag with 41 turtles inside of it. And then they said, listen, you got anything else in here? And she was like, yes, I have a alligator in my pants. And she pulled out, and you got to see the picture. It's a big alligator. It's a foot long.
Yeah.
Which got us thinking, if you could have any animal in your pants for an extended period of time, what would that animal be?
I mean, if you have to transport that animal, right, what's that animal going to be?
But it's going to live in your leggings.
What did you go with, ASAP?
Well, one of my girlfriends texted me that she had a lizard in her pants at one point, and that was very uncomfortable.
Oof, I'm scariest go with, moment.
Yeah, an anteater, because anteaters are one of the only animals that don't have teeth.
I believe that they have, like, claws, though, or talons for climbing trees.
So, a baby one.
Puppy teeth can be sharp. Just be careful is all I'm saying with that in your pants. Be careful with your anteater in your pants.
Adam, what kind of animal would you have in your pants?
I got to tell you, I have a lot of questions at work and stuff, but this really tops it. I don't know. I'm a comfort guy into movement. Maybe a chinchilla.
I was going to go with a chinchilla, too.
Wow.
We park our cars in the same garage, Adam. We really do. But you got to get a juvenile chinchilla because when they get older, the teeth get a little long.
And they, man, I feel like they're biters. When I think chinchilla, I think biters. Right?
A toothless chinchilla.
Christian, you better come through strong now. Animal in your pants. What's it going to be?
I'm going to go with a very soft, very fluffy, and declawed kitten. No chance of any
animal cruelty. Wounds. Declawing a kitten that young.
I feel like it's really controversial.
I mean, that's it. You just said the thing that made people hate you.
Listen, if it's going in there, you know, I've got to have it declawed. I'm sorry.
Safety first, he says. Safety first.
Safety first.
Yeah, no one likes you now,
that's
Christian.
You know
there's no way to put eyeglasses on everything going on down there. So I guess he's right in that regard. Safety first.
My gosh, I hope that alligator, I hope it, like she bought him dinner first. All right. If you want to chime in too, you can always call us 1-800-330-9999. You got to fill in the blank if you blank. That's all I need to know about you. I mean, first thing I got to do is give a shout out to Margaret and Diana. Those are my ladies that get my hair done at Adam Broderick Salon and Spa. I love them, Adam. They're so good to me. They really are.
Well, you look amazing. So somebody's doing a good job.
Well, that's because I was there this past weekend. That's why. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Adam Broderick from Adam Broderick Salon and Spa. Our locations in Ridgefield and South Ferry joining us. A good friend of the show, of course. You getting really busy over there for Mother's Day?
Yeah, we are busy. It's very, very exciting right now. You know, the spring is here.
Right.
People have really been waiting for a little bit of sunshine. And now Mother's Day graduations, a lot of, kind of rites of passage happen. And Mom's Day is one of our favorite holidays because we're primarily in a women's business. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've spent my entire life primarily with women. And, moms do a lot.
Right. So it's they kind of do it all.
Right.
It's just great to have that moment where you can kind of reflect a little bit and think, wow, my mom really does go the extra mile.
Right.
As we say in business, you got to over-deliver. Moms do that naturally.
I was thinking about it because as I was getting my hair done, Margaret's a mom, Diana's a mom. Like, everybody, there's so many moms there. Like, you are surrounded by moms constantly, not only working for you, but obviously walking in the door as well.
And the rub there is, because we have so many moms, but we also are open on Mother's Day, which is always a little...
Yeah, it's tricky for you.
So we try to get the young non-moms, but, it's Sunday morning, and the non-moms are looking to become moms, so usually Sunday morning can be rough for them.
There's so much more into this than we had even thought about at this point.
Yeah, that's got to be complicated when most of your staff are moms. That's so funny.
Yeah, and the ones that aren't are out on Saturday night. So.
Yeah, all right. That's so funny. So what was your mom like?
My mom was an amazing person. I just never... You don't take into consideration all the things. I mean, I didn't grow up affluent or whatever, but never knew that we didn't have enough. Very, very generous, which is a quality that I think I've inherited from her on some level, which, it's just the older you get, actually, the older I get, the more I sound like her. So,
right, the more things that you see, right? I mean, it's the things that you didn't think when you were younger that you had actually picked up, or you said to yourself, like, I'm from this, but I'm also somewhat different. And when you get older, you realize, no, we are the same.
No, it's very true. And I don't have children of my own, although I have dogs that are very untrained. So it's a good thing I don't have kids. They'd probably be in institutions or whatever. But I did help raise my nephew, and I can tell you, as a non-parent that had a little bit of exposure, it's a really hard job
right.
to do it well. Because it's easy to just say yes all day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, have the candy bar, have this, have that. But it really takes a lot of commitment to not be the best friend.
Right. And moms never get a day off. No. Because, like you said, right, not be the best friend. It would be easy to give yourself a day where you're just like, oh, I'm really strict the rest of the times. I'll make up for this another time. But you can never waver as a mom. You never can.
We just had the last of 11 coworkers come back from maternity
leave. Diana was telling
11
me. 11 What are you putting in your
woke
drawer
up
over
one
there,
day
Adam?
And decided they wanted to celebrate. They wanted to be in queue this Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And they all are.
She's like, yeah, a bunch of us just came back from maternity leave. I was like, how many? And then she said, I was like, whoa, what are you doing?
But the good news for us is they do say, this isn't my real job anymore. This is my fun time.
Right.
I get to talk to people.
Yeah.
And, you know, clients don't smell like poop.
Right. I always joke that my favorite
Hannah's
time
been
of the day.
Telling me that.
I always say, like, the 20 minutes for me to drive here in the morning is my favorite 20 minutes of the day because it's no children yelling at me, no Raven, no Christian. It's my quiet time. All right, we're going to have more with Adam Broderick from Adam Broderick Salon and Spa joining us, plus your chance to win a massive spa gift card. Our good friend Adam Broderick from Adam Broderick Salon and Spa, locations in Ridgefield and Southbury, joining us this morning. We're about to give away a massive spa package, but if you want to win it, you gotta play this.
Two hosts, multiple clues, only one right answer. It's time to play Heads Up with Anna and Raven.
Okay, Donna, I'm gonna put 60 seconds on the clock. Adam Broderick is here. He's going to be the person giving you clues. If you can get 5 of these clues in 60 seconds, we're going to hook you up with this spa package to his salon. Are you ready to do it?
Wait, clues about what?
Mother's Day.
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah, we wish you luck. Ready?
Right.
Here we go.
I don't really like her enthusiasm.
Okay, they're something that grows and it's a great...
Flowers.
Good.
They come in envelopes.
Gift cards.
Right.
Yep.
It's a meal between breakfast
Dinner.
And lunch.
Brunch.
Yep.
Tiny adults. Little people.
Yes. Yep. One more you need. You have 40 seconds left.
And the months between April and May.
April. Next one. Got to keep going.
And the opposite
May?
Of daddy.
The opposite. What?
The opposite of daddy.
Mommy.
That's it.
Perfect.
Woo!
All right. Congratulations, Donna. You just won this spa package to Adam Broderick Salon and Spa.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Are you a mom?
I am.
How many kids you got?
I have 2. They're 24 and 28.
And what are you doing for Mother's Day?
Probably yard work.
Oh.
That's how I like to spend it right now this time of year, too.
Or
if you ain't bringing happiness, bring your strong back, and I'll give you something to do in the yard.
Oh, I have plenty to do.
Or you can come to the spa on Sunday.
Right. That seems like a much better plan, I think, now that you've got this
like
awesome
that.
Gift card.
Open and ready to take care of you. Well, congratulations. You lacked the confidence, but you still pulled it off thanks to Adam Broderick's help.
Congratulations,
Thank
Mom.
Thank you so much, Adam.
Thank right. you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Just all this Mother's Day stuff.
Happy Mother's Day.
Adam Broderick from Adam Broderick Salon and Spa with locations in Ridgefield and Southbury joining us this morning on Star 99.9. And Adam, all week we've been highlighting different awesome moms. We call them our mommy-mental moms and hooking them up with $100 gift cards to your spa.
I love that.
Will you stick around while we call this first mom?
That would be a lot of fun. I'd love to.
Be prepared to cry. I'm just warning you.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Sherry.
Yes.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven at Star 99.9. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Good morning, Sherry.
We have your daughter, Jackie, on the line. Jackie, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So Jackie is 17 years old, and you're a senior at St. Joe's in Trumbull, right?
Yes, I am.
And Jackie nominated you, Mom, to be one of our Momumental Moms. And Jackie, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your mom and why you think she's so awesome.
Of course I can. So my mom, Sherry Palumbo, is an astonishing woman. She's been through so much, but she managed to be optimistic and cheerful through everything she's been through. And although it may be hard to admit, my mom is one of my best friends. She would do anything for her children. The last couple of years, she has put on productions through our local venture crew, which is a scouting group in Shelton, Connecticut. And she has put on productions of The Wizard of Oz, Beauty and the Beast, and this past summer, Peter Pan. She puts countless hours into these shows and allows kids to have a chance to shine, because a lot of us may not have had that chance before. All of my friends actually call her Share Bear because she is our cuter mama bear. So, along with Peter, she has volunteered so many hours to our local community and church, and she's a very loving and hardworking woman, and she's very brave, strong, and compassionate. And I'm so happy that she has raised my brother and I to be such good kids.
And you're going to miss Mama when you go off to college next year, huh?
Oh, yes, I am.
Sherry, you all right over there?
It's so nice. I mean,
it's so nice.
So organized.
She made me get tears in my eyes.
She had all her thoughts in order. I mean, you're crushing it this week. But I think that when you have the inspiration to talk about, right, it must be easy when you have that inspiration like your mother there.
Yes, very true. I'm so lucky to have her.
Sherry, or I guess I should call you Share Bear.
Right.
That's
right. I mean, I thought that's what we were going
Everyone
with
officially. Everyone should know you as Share Bear now.
Yeah. I guess we should just say congratulations. And because Jackie thinks so much of you and everything you've done, not only for the Shelton community, but for your family, we want to name you one of our Momumental Moms this week. And we're going to hook you up with a $100 gift card to Adam Broderick.
Oh my gosh. So much. I can't believe my daughter is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Oh, she's making me cry.
That's it. This phone call's over. I'm supposed to be angry and calloused throughout the morning.
She's an awesome kid. She's such an overachiever. Okay. And I couldn't be prouder of her.
Aww.
Happy Mother's Day, Sherry.
Happy Mother's Day, Sherry. Very well deserved. And Jackie, thank you so much for nominating your mom.
Thank you so much.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
I actually am crying.
Me too.
You're supposed to be tough and act like you're not crying.
I mean, this is sweet.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
It's Mom's Week on the Honda of Westport Couples Corps. Clay has asked his mother to join us this morning. Clay, can I start with you, please?
Every year, the family gets together and we do a big Mother's Day brunch. Typically, my wife cooks. We have about 20 people come over. Recently, my mother implied heavily to my wife that she was planning on cooking this year because my wife is a bad cook.
Wait, Ooh. So your mom... So, Sharon, you want to cook at your son's house for their Mother's Day brunch that you're invited to?
I would like to bring over dishes. It's easy as pie for me. I can bring over everything. And I didn't tell her she's a bad cook. I told you she's a bad cook. She uses marshmallows in everything. She uses it in fruit salad. And it would be okay. You could pick it up. But it's canned fruit salad. And she oversalts everything. And the worst thing, she refuses to use any butter in anything. So it tastes bad. Why should I have to eat bad food on Mother's Day? Why can't I bring over my own food? Tell her I'm doing it because she deserves a Mother's Day. Tell her it's my present to her.
Okay, Clay, I understand why you called.
Yeah.
All right, so you just basically want to cater this party for Mother's Day.
I will cater it. I will bring the food. Let her relax.
Clay, I'm assuming that your wife has a problem with this.
Her feelings were real, real hurt. She loves this as a tradition and loves being able to share stuff with the family and knowing that my mom thinks she's a bad cook. And not only thinks that, but, like, told me specifically that she thinks that is has really kind of put a damper on her spirit.
Can I be truthful with you? I mean, you want me to lie to you? She's pretty.
Sometimes, sure.
She's funny. She dresses nicely. I like the way, mostly, that she raises your children.
Oh, boy.
I don't like her food. I don't have to tell you I like her food if I don't like her food.
Well, here's what we do here, Sharon, is we ask our audience what they think. Listen, you're just offering to be helpful and to cater the party, and it's Mother's Day, and you're a mother, too, so got to let
That's
it go.
Right.
But they may see Clay's side that you really hurt his wife's feelings and that this is an event that happens at their home. And if she wants to cook it, then you will show up empty-handed and you will sit there and you will smile and you will eat the marshmallows and her fruit salad. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Is that what he wants for his mother for Mother's Day? Fine.
Yes, that's why I'm calling you.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
It's Mother's Day week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, and Clay called about his mom, Sharon, because Sharon wants to cater the big family Mother's Day brunch that they have at his house because she says his wife can't cook.
Yeah, a lot of times I think this is actually about ownership of the day, right? I mean, you're just looking for that excuse to take some control or ownership back of the day. Happens a lot between wives and moms. Seen it.
Right. What do you think about this? Is she out of line for offering to cater it because she doesn't like her daughter-in-law's cooking, even though it's at her house? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court. It's Anna and Raven.
I'm on his side. It just seems to me like it's that episode from Everybody Loves Raymond when Marie brings over Thanksgiving dinner when it's supposed to be Deborah's turn to cook. And it's just like you feel bad for the wife. It's her turn. She wants to get involved. Let her get involved.
Right. Thank you for believing that everybody in the entire audience gets your Everybody Loves Raymond reference.
Right. I was like, I don't remember that, but maybe.
I didn't watch that show. But
whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. All about moms this week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. And Clay called about his mother, Sharon, because Sharon insists that she is going to bring food and cater the Mother's Day brunch that he's hosting at his house with his wife.
Yeah.
And Sharon admits, it's because your wife's food stinks, and I don't want all our guests to have yucky food, and that's mean.
You're a grown-up. I mean, come on, act like a grown-up. It's their house. There was probably a more delicate way that you could do it without, being explicit about this thing. She says that she likes his wife in all other ways, pretty much. Pretty much agrees with how they raise their kids. But the cooking, she can't get on board with.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
Hi, good morning. I'm on the sun side for sure. I think that, his wife may have grown up in the Midwest. I grew up in the Midwest, and this kind of salad that she's describing would be something that we definitely would serve there. I think the mother should eat before she goes and maybe bring a dish with her, it's sort of, here's something that I like.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, my God. I am so on the sun side. I've got to say two things. I'm horrified by this woman. I'm a wonderful cook, and I love to entertain, but the day I put food above my family, I could just spend a holiday alone. Secondly, she sounds like Marie Barone on Everyone Loves Raymond on steroids.
I mean, everybody's referencing that show this morning. Listen, we're not doing anything to bring that show back. You've got your syndication dollars. Leave us alone, producers.
I'm going to have to go watch it now. This is the second reference to Everybody Loves Raymond.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Anna and Raven, one last call. Whose side are you on?
The husband. The daughter-in-law's just trying to do something nice, and if the mom really doesn't like it that much, she can eat before she comes.
Right. Keep your mouth shut if you ain't got nothing nice to say. Thank you for the call.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Clay, our audience agreed with you. Sharon, it's your daughter-in-law's party. You're a guest. Show up, smile, maybe bring a dessert or one dish, but you're not catering the whole thing. And stop being so mean to her.
I am nice to her. I just don't eat her food because I can't stand it.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I don't say this food sucks. I just sit there and smile.
Right.
She notices me not eating. That's our problem.
Oh, good.
I feel like we got our work cut out for us still.
Well, we wish you the best of luck and happy Mother's Day. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Sheila, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, will you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Sheila.
Sheila, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we'll give you a $100 gift card, Little Pub. You ready?
Yes.
Number one. Twitterverse made Chance the Rapper's wish come true. Wendy's is bringing back spicy chicken nuggets. What color is Wendy's hair?
Red.
Number two.
Somebody left what looked like a Starbucks coffee cup on the table during a scene this past weekend's Game of Thrones. What is the largest drink size that Starbucks sells?
Oh, God. I think it's called a dragon something.
Number three, Modern Family's Jesse Tyler Ferguson hosted the James Beard Awards. What's the name of Jesse's Modern Family character?
Modern Family, Jesse. What is his name? I can't think of it right now.
Okay, number four, what or who do the James Beard Awards celebrate?
The James Beard Awards celebrate, I don't know.
Number five, Ed Sheeran confirmed a new song will be released this week called I Don't Care. Who is it with?
Ed Sheeran, I Don't Care with, who's he singing with, Addison? Not Taylor Swift. That's too much. That's too easy. Ariana Grande.
All right, let's bring Raven back in. Raven!
All right.
Sheila only got one right.
One right. Sheila, that's not too good.
All right, let's go. Number one, Twitterverse made Chance the Rapper's wish come true. Wendy's is bringing back spicy chicken nuggets. What color is Wendy's hair?
Well, thank God, Chance. Wendy's hair is red. Come on.
That's right.
Easy.
You guys
I hope you got
one.
That one, Sheila.
That's the one you got.
All right.
Number two, somebody left what looked like a Starbucks coffee cup on the table during a scene this past weekend's Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
What's the largest drink size that Starbucks sells?
Oh, gosh. I don't really drink Starbucks. I've just gotten in the coffee.
You don't know. Just say you don't
know. I'm going to say it's venti, but I'm sure that's incorrect.
It is incorrect. The correct answer is Trenta.
What does Trenta mean?
Trenta is the largest cup that you could possibly get
Is it
there.
Italian? What is it?
I mean, it's the size. It's the size.
No, but what does it mean?
It means big. It's the largest size you can order there.
So it translates to big.
The biggest.
The biggest.
Number three, Modern Family Jesse Tyler Ferguson hosted the James Beard Awards. What's the name of Jesse's Modern Family character?
I have no idea.
It's Mitchell. You guys still tied at one. Number four, what or who do the James Beard Awards celebrate?
I'm just going to guess people doing things for awareness of men's issues. That's what I'm going to say.
That is no.
No? What is it for?
Food, chefs. James Beard Awards. Come on.
I don't know who James Beard is. Does anybody?
Yeah. He's not doing much better than I did.
Yeah.
I have no idea who that is.
You guys are tied
Does he
at
have
one.
A show?
James Beard is a very famous chef, and he's got all the restaurants.
I mean, you keep saying
James
he's
Beard.
Famous. Like, you haven't named one thing he does that he's in besides cooking.
It's like a celebration of, like, cooking good food.
Does he have a show?
No, he doesn't have
then
a show.
Then how would I know him?
All right. I don't know.
I have no idea who he is. I'm not a chef.
Well, that's called pop culture, Raven. Number five.
Right. Well, everybody's got that answer.
Ed Sheeran confirmed a new song will be released this week called I Don't Care. Who is it with?
Justin Bieber.
That is correct.
A famous chef fan.
Sheila, I'm sorry. You never heard of a New York rated James
Never
Beard
heard
restaurant?
Of James. Never heard of it whatsoever.
All right, Sheila, Raven beat you 2-1 this morning.
Woo!
Hi, this is Sheila from Stanford, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying. We appreciate it. Got another shot for you to beat Raven coming up tomorrow morning. And make sure you listen to the cheat sheet at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. So mad for reason.
Had we just had a chef, they could have beat me today, I guess.
Did you ever leave your kid somewhere? Or when you were a kid, did your parents leave you somewhere? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven, Star 99.9. It really wasn't my fault. It was miscommunication.
Yeah. Okay, right. So you explain to the people, let them be the judge, I guess.
So last weekend, we went to the diner. It was my husband, it was me, with the two girls, the baby, and my daughter, Hayden, that's 10. And Hayden is independent at this point. She's 10 years old. She can go to the bathroom by herself. I don't have to, like, take her anymore, anything like that.
Sure.
So we're wrapping up at the diner, and it's chaos when you have a baby, right?
Okay.
So I said to my husband, I go, you go out to the car with the baby, because she started crying. I go, I'll pay the bill. Mm-hmm. And I thought that Hayden had left with Paul, with my husband.
You thought that, right. So, she's out of sight, out of mind
exactly.
at that point.
I'm like, oh, they all went out to the car. So I paid the bill, and now I'm like rushing. I go and I get in the car. We put it in drive. We start going.
Oh, bye. And, see ya, you're leaving?
And my husband goes, where's Hayden?
Right.
Like, what? What do you mean, where's Hayden? And I look at the back seat, and she's certainly not there.
Right.
And I was like,
is she running down the diner stairs at that point crying, or she's cool,
no.
she's fine?
So I go back into the diner frantically, And she's like wandering around, like
wondering where you are, yeah. Looking for a family that looks like hers to sit down with.
I was like, right. I was like, Hayden, where were you? She's like, I told you I was going to the bathroom. I go, I don't think you did. And she's like, I definitely didn't. Let's be honest, I'm so like fried at this point.
Yeah,
with the
she
baby.
Must have.
She might have. She might not have. Who knows? So I grabbed her by the hand, and then we got in the car, and everything was fine.
Right, but right. Yeah. It was safe. You yeah. get to leave with her. Right.
But
at
there's,
that point.
And then the rest of the weekend, every time that we were separated. She would text me, Mom, please don't leave me.
Right.
Mom,
right. Wow. Brought a real paranoia into the equation.
Like from the bathroom and Outback.
I'm still here.
I'm like, we just ordered appetizers.
Creates a real trauma there, right? It's a real thing that it's going to stick in your mind from then on.
I was like, Mommy and Daddy weren't going to leave you right. on purpose.
Right. Right. We promised not to maybe leave you in the future. I mean, I can understand why that's scary for her.
I know, but I think that brings up a lot. I think people have done this. You accidentally leave your kids somewhere or okay. you were left somewhere. We want to get to your calls coming up next. 1-800-330-9999. We want to hear it. I can't quite figure out who is it more traumatic for, the parent or the child.
It's you rough.
Know? Yeah, Star 99.9 in Sienna and Raven. Last weekend, we went to the diner. I thought my older daughter, Hayden, was with my husband and had went to go wait in the car while I paid. Meanwhile, he thought she was with me. She was in the bathroom.
Right.
And then we almost left without her.
Well, you hopped in the car, you put it in reverse, then you threw it in drive, started going away. And
we started driving, and my husband like was like, where's Hayden? I go, what? And then I ran as fast as I could back into the diner to get her.
I love that he's still driving as he's asking the question. He's just like, well, it's good that I noticed, but it's not that big of a deal.
Oh, my gosh. So it got us wondering, what situation like this have you ever been in? Have you been left as a kid or as a parent? Have you made this kind of mistake? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Sienna and Raven.
I was left behind in Target. I had told my mom that I was going to go to the toy aisle, which was like the next one over mm-hmm. from where she was. And then like 20 minutes later, I was still in the toy aisle and a Target employee came over and asked if I was Candace. And I said, yes. Apparently, my mom had thought that somebody had kidnapped me and the entire store had locked it down by me.
Nice.
And yeah, I was like 10 or 11 at the time. And my mom like freaked out. She's like, where did you go? And I was like, I said I was going to the toy aisle.
Right. I told you, Mom.
And
you were listening.
My mom, you know, flipped out and like, you know, kept me, you know, by her side the entire rest of like the entire week.
You know, what's worse is the fact that your mom panicked to try to save you or my mom, whenever she would lose me in Caldor's or Woolworth's, would just continue shopping. And then I would be like, you didn't even care that I was lost
right.
for an hour.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the call.
And then when you showed up, when somebody pointed out the fact that you were misplaced, they beat you.
Well, it's true. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Were you ever lost in a store or left behind or you left your kid behind?
I was left behind when I was about 4 years old. My brothers were on Little League, and my whole family was at the baseball field. And, you know, the game was over. And my mom got in the car with my two brothers and my sister, drove home, started making dinner. They went to go sit down at the table, and my mom was like, where's Jennifer? I was at the baseball field.
Oh, my God.
That's a long time.
Right.
I mean, you don't have your kid.
Right. I mean, you know that that's the 80s or 90s, too, where the whole world just leaves the kid at the baseball field, too. Because nowadays, when you see a kid with nobody around, you're like, hey, somebody find out what's going on with that kid, right?
Right.
It was actually the late 70s, and there was no cell phones at that time. So nobody knew, like, how to contact each other. And a family did find me. They were like, oh, you know, there's your mom. I was like, I don't know. You know what I was doing? I was out collecting the flip tops off of soda cans. You know, the plastic pop.
Yeah, that sounds like a 70s hobby. I'm sorry, ma'am. We have no idea what you're talking
right.
about.
thank you for the call.
Have a great morning.
We want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. When were you left when you were a kid? Or as a parent, when did you accidentally leave your child?
Oops.
Give us a call now. After accidentally leaving my daughter at the diner, we didn't even make it out of the parking lot. We realized quickly.
The car was in drive, though.
Right. But we did realize that she wasn't in the car. It got us wondering this morning. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. When were you left behind accidentally as a child? Or as a parent, did you leave your kids? 1-800-330-9999.
It's Anna and Raven. So we were up in, it's my stepdaughter, and we were all up in Vermont skiing and snowboarding, and my stepdaughter was about 8 years old, and my husband went up on the mountain with her, and he skied down, and he thought she was behind him, and it got to the bottom of the mountain, and she was still at the top of the mountain, locked. He couldn't find her. They had to call Snow Patrol. He was hysterical, and finally they found her about an hour, maybe less than that, about a half an hour later, and she was just sitting there waiting for him.
Oh,
she didn't even have a tear in her eye, and she was 8 years old.
Aww.
Wow. And you know why she wasn't mad at her dad is because she believed that the rest of you just didn't love her as much as the rest of the kids.
Aww.
That's a stepkid thing, all right?
What?
I mean, if I got left behind, I'd feel that way.
What is wrong with you? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When was that time where you left your child behind by accident or you got left behind when you were a kid?
I was actually my husband. His mother left him at the Bronx Zoo, and he lived in Bridgeport. And the police had to bring him home.
I mean, that would be terrifying at the same time awesome.
Right.
When you think back about it, like, I don't know, how old was he? Do you know?
Young. He had to be like 10.
See, but I mean, at the age of 10, you start thinking, like, I could live here. You know what I mean? Like, you've seen Swiss Family Robinson at that point. You say to yourself, I could live here among the jungle creatures.
I already know that if I was at the Bronx Zoo and I was trapped there, I would go stay with the camel riding area because that seems the safest where I won't get eaten by an animal. And camels, for the most part, are harmless.
I feel like I could live off, you know, they've got that ice cream. It's the mini dots.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I could live off that for at least 3 days. I'll find where that cart is stored, and then I'll hang out with the gorillas.
But imagine having that conversation with the police officers that you drove back to Bridgeport from the Bronx and forgot your kid.
And then you were like, no, I'm not going back. The tolls are too steep to get back in. He'll find his way. Thanks for the call.
It'd be okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Your husband's going to hear this call and cry. It's traumatizing.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you get left behind or you left your child behind?
I was in kindergarten getting off the bus from school. Didn't see my parents' car at home, so I thought they weren't home. Went to my neighbor's house to hang out until they got home. About 2 hours later, there was five or six cop cars in front of the house. Didn't know what they were there for. So I saw my dad's friend walking on the sidewalk, and I was like, hey, Jimmy, what's going on at my house? And he freaked out. He goes, oh, my God, where have you been the whole time? Your parents are, like, looking for you. They thought I was kidnapped off the bus after school.
Oh, wow.
That is scary.
It's terrifying.
And you are in big trouble,
young
lady.
Yeah, I was just hanging out, looking out the front door, like, wow, I wonder what's going on. Didn't think I should go over there being 5 years old and check it out.
You are in big trouble, young lady. You're in big trouble right now.
I think I was, actually. I think I did get in trouble.
You were.
I had a very similar thing. When I was 5 years old and I was in preschool at the time, I went to an all-nun place, and I was scared of the nuns. One day, my mom went to go drop me off, and I snuck in the back into the car without her knowing, and I hid in the back seat. And I went home, and I stayed hidden in the car, and the school called saying that I wasn't there. And it took them a long time to figure out I was in the car, and I got in a lot of trouble. But you know what? I didn't have to go back to the nun school.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. You got the belt,
and then you got reassigned. Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
That's when they used to hit us with the rulers on the hands.
Good stories, good thoughts. Good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Star 99.9.
Rebecca Kowalski lost her son Chase in the Sandy Hook tragedy, but ever since that's happened, she has truly made an impact, not only on Connecticut, but now so many states that are part of the CMAC Foundation, the Ride for Chase, the Race for Chase, and all the different things you've been doing with the triathlons.
It is. It's been amazing. This is our sixth year. We'll have five programs in South Carolina, five programs in Rhode Island, and coming this fall is our program in Washington, D.C., first ever fall program.
It keeps growing and growing.
Chase, he was 6 years old when he did his first triathlon?
Yep, 6 years old. And he won it in his age group.
Rebecca is paying it forward, giving a lot of kids the opportunity to also do these triathlons that probably wouldn't normally be able to partake in them.
It's a six-week training program, so they don't have to know how to swim, bike, or run. Join at the Y. Programs are filling up, but there are still spots available. So just go to our website, cmacfoundation.org. Check the closest location to you and give your YMCA a call.
It amazes me sometimes when I hear the stats about how many kids don't actually know how to swim or don't have their own bike or don't have an access to do any of these physical activities. When I was a kid, all I can remember is running around and riding on my bike and jumping into water and just having fun. This is a wonderful way to get kids exposed to something great that could change their whole life.
Thanks. It's been such a journey, but you're right. I mean, I remember doing exactly the same thing as a kid. Nowadays, they're stuck inside. Everybody's afraid to take them outside. The world has changed so much. So this is a great opportunity for these kids. And it's a lot of fun. And as far as the volunteers are, it's life-changing to watch a kid do a triathlon because they didn't think they could do it. And the feeling you get as a parent is just absolutely amazing.
Anna, how'd you learn to swim? They just throw you in the deep end and say, she'll figure it out?
I took classes, but I have to be honest, I'm not a strong swimmer. I never really did well, and I'm not comfortable swimming. But that's a story for another time.
I took classes at the Y myself many years ago.
I got thrown in by my brother. It was a sink or swim kind of deal. And he was upset, but I swam really quick.
Right, he was upset you made it.
Then he had to watch me in the pool.
Well, in order to have all these great programs available, we have different fundraisers throughout the year that help raise funds for it, and there's two big ones coming up. Let's start with the one on Friday night, because this sounds super fun. And it's to celebrate your daughter turning 21.
Yes, my daughter turned 21. Can't believe it when I'm only 25.
Right.
And we're having a great Gatsby Gala, which is going to be so much fun. Dressing up. We've got great raffle prizes. Dancing all night long. The food is at Roberto's restaurant in Monroe. And for $45, you can't go wrong.
Right. That's awesome. But then you also have coming up on May 19th. That's next Sunday. The Crazy 8 Ride for Chase. This is a big one, too.
This is my favorite. My husband and I got a Harley for this 6 years ago, and every year we get along with all these great motorcycle guys and put on this event, and it's a poker run, so you go from location to location, and then the last location is our starting point, which is Pies and Pints in Middlebury this year. Highest hand wins, 3 prizes for that, bunch of raffles, and we also have vendors this year, too.
That's exciting. Now, if people want more information on this, where do they go?
Go to our website, cmacfoundation.org, click events, and then just scroll down. Click on the gala, it'll take you there. Click on the motorcycle ride, it'll take you there.
And really important about the motorcycle ride, if you're like me and you have no idea how to ride a motorcycle, there's also things for us to do while we're there as spectators.
Right, so there'll be vendors, you can go shopping, and then we have food and entertainment. So for $20, you can hang out for the rest of the day.
Two great parties, one very important mission. It's a great way to bring people together. You're doing an incredible job.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so much fun to be able to have these kind of events, but also, more importantly, to honor Chase's spirit and to give these kids this opportunity because the program is absolutely free to them.
CMACFoundation.org, all the events going on there. Learn more about what Becky's doing.